Hi, this level 2 class is a sequence of poses to build strength and stamina, endurance, and energizing for classical postures. To begin, let's start in crocodile. You always want to start in some centering, some balancing, some way to bring your mind from the world back into your body, into the moment. Breathe deeply. Diaphragmatic breathing is your centering. Here in Makrasana, you'll feel the range of movement, a full range of movement possible around your diaphragm. And range of movement, in fact, leads to strength, leads to stability. Feel it in the abdomen, the bottom portion of the rib cage, across the low back and the sacrum. Take a few more deep breaths, watching yourself mentally scan your body. Sense if there's any holding in the body, if there's anything that you can let go of. Any tension, any rigidity that you can let go of is going to help you be stronger and make the practice more sustainable. Great. Now start to rock your head side to side. Excellent. Bring the legs a little bit closer and press back to child's pose. Let's use this child's pose, though, as a way to get into the whole spine. Okay, so press through your hands and lift your chest up a little bit. And then you're going to start to circle the hips around to the side and forward as you inhale. And around in the other direction and back as you exhale. Look, Karan is moving here in the hips. This is the motivator for the movement is deep in the belly. And the action around the hips. And because he's released all through the rib cage, all the way through the chest, all the way through the neck, you see this action through the whole spinal column. And the action itself becomes an undulating one. Inhale up and exhale going back. And switch directions when you're ready. Look, there's a rounding, like a cat stretch, an arching, a twisting. So play around. Be mindful of your capacity. Beautiful. When you've done an equal amount in both directions, go ahead and press into downward dog. Bend your knees a little bit. Activate the low abdominals. And you're reaching up through the sit bones, extending through the body. Now keep this height high. Press through your feet. Press through your legs. Good. And then you might bring your feet a little bit closer together. We're going to lift one leg. Lift your right leg up and inhale. And then exhale and curl, knee to your forehead. Use your abdominals, so kind of round your low back. Inhale, stretch up. Good, do that four more times, coordinated with your breath. Fantastic. Really work in your abdominals. And as you work your abdominals, feel how you're opening your whole back. Steadying through the hands. There's an equal amount of strength through the hands. Good. After five, place your right foot down. Take a moment. And when you're ready, switch. Lift the left leg up. And exhale, curl. Again, powerful in the abdominals. Inhale, stretch up. Good. Exhale and curl. Fantastic. So you did five on the first side, do five on this side also. Each exhalation gets you deep in the abdominals, opens up the whole back of the body. After five, come back to downward dog pose. Now take three breaths. Steady in the hands, steady in the feet. And look forward and walk your feet up to your hands. Fold to your legs. Good. Release your neck. Breathe deeply. Inhale and come all the way up to stand. Stretch your arms long through the body. Beautiful. And then release your arms down. Good. Pause. Your strength, as you build strength, as you build capacity, is also directly related to tension in the body. So standing here in Tadasana, doing a quick scan, will allow you to let go of any tension as we move forward. Good. So now bend your knees. Place the hands on the thighs. Let's do an Agnisara prep, just to warm up the abdomen. Akunchana Prasarana. Just focus in on the abdomen. Exhale, draw the belly in. Inhale, release the belly out. So it's soft on the inhale. As you exhale, it's drawing in. It becomes concave. And the concavity in the abdomen opens up the low back. Now, as you build strength in your practice, coordinating the strength in the abdominal area helps you assimilate, digest, and transfer and move energy throughout the whole body. This is the pranic hub. Great. And then inhale and come right up to stand. Good. Now bring the feet closer together. Let's do some leg swings to open up the legs, open up the hips. So balance on the left foot and swing the leg in front. Good. See, Karan's arms are swinging because the chest is open. The shoulders are relaxed. It's quite effortless in the upper body. And you're anchored in the left foot and strong even through the pelvic floor, Mudra Bandha. And just like this, your fingers might touch the right toes. If not, that's fine. Now, bring the leg in front and sweep the leg right to left across the body. Good. That's right. And see, there's an effortlessness about Karan's upper body. It's totally released. It's totally open. Because this way, the openness you create in the hips, the power you create in your legs, doesn't create rigidity in the upper body. It's loose. Keep traveling through the whole body. Good. And then release the right leg down. Take a moment. It's always great to take a moment. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, switch the switch legs. Balance on the right foot. It's like your leg is like a pendulum. Just swinging. Your arms are open. Your chest up. Still breathing nice and deeply. Yeah. Fantastic. And then swing the leg across the body. Mm-hmm. Good. There's an openness. There's coordination too. So already you're requiring strength. There's a deep strength in the pelvic floor. There's a deep strength in the low abdominals to hold your balance. And then release your foot down. Now in mountain pose, close your eyes and sense you're going to feel the energy, the warmth, the vibration of power and energy already. Great. Inhale, stretch your arms up, open the whole spine. Beautiful. And exhale to forward bend. Now your arms stay down. Lift your chest. Inhale, extend the spine. Good. And step the right foot back to warrior one. Warrior one's a powerful pose. Warrior one requires stability through the legs. Stability, activation at the pelvic floor. Openness through the body. It's also a back bend. So the chest, the heart area is open. The muscles of the back could be strong. You're reaching, you're extending all the way up through the arms to the fingertips. Face is relaxed. One more breath. On an exhale, release the hands down. Step back to downward dog. Press through the feet deliberately. Press through the hands deliberately. And feel how you're extending and opening your body. You're reaching, creating length. Inhale, come out to a plank. On an exhale, lower down. All the way to the mat. Untuck your feet. Come up into Bhujangasana. Heart open, throat open, active legs. Now, glutes can be strong, but not 100% strong. Maybe really strong, but then back off a little bit so you get into the low abdominals. And don't overdo the low back. Deep breath. And then release and go back to downward dog. If you want to transition to child's pose, that could be a good move here too. Now look forward, right foot to the top. Warrior one, second side. Beautiful. Steady. Again, your groundedness, your steadiness, your stability starts here at the feet. As you press down, see how you're anchoring yourself to strengthen the pose. Now the strength moves up to the legs, up into the pelvic floor, and it rises up to the body, to the fingertips. One more breath. And then release your hand, step forward, forward bend. Fantastic. And inhale, rise up, stretch up. And exhale, hands come down. Breathe deeply. Part of becoming stronger is recognizing when strength is coming in your body. Not fending it off, not ignoring it. Take this time to recognize it. In your lungs, in your heart, in your legs. Inhale, stretch the arms. Great. And exhale, come into chair pose. Beautiful. Real strong legs. Arms could be by the sides like a goalpost or like Karn has them straight out and up. Breathe deeply. Now, inhale, straighten the legs. Keep the arms up. And exhale, fold forward at the hips. Come to Uttanasana. Forward bend. Beautiful. That's it. Now, lift the chest up. Open the heart. And now, step the left foot back. Come into Warrior One again. Beautiful. Open through the spine. Good. Now use that groundedness in your legs. We're going to move into a balance. Warrior three. So steady your body. Okay. Start to lean forward. Use your core, low abdominals to pick up the back leg. Right leg is grounded. Back muscles are strong. Energy is reaching through the crown of the head. Chest is opening. Deep breath. Good. To come out, softly bend your right knee, step back, clasp your hands behind your back, open the chest. Now, again, that power, you got both legs down. From Warrior Three, you're opening here, open through the whole front of the body, all through the chest. And then come into Humble Warrior. Open through the back. Fantastic. Still the steadiness and groundedness in your feet. Try not to clench your jaw. Try to keep your face relaxed. And inhale, come into Warrior One. Rise up. Beautiful. And then hands to the floor and step back to Downward Dog. With both feet pressed down now, let's open up the right leg. So lift the right leg straight up behind you. Good. Maybe bend the knee and open the hip. Yes, good. Just to open the hip a little bit. And then bring the leg all the way back around to the floor. Great. Inhale, come out to plank. And exhale, lower down. All the way down, untuck the feet, lift the chest, open the spine. Beautiful. And exhale, release. Go back to Downward Dog. Steady, hands steady, feet steady. Great, now look forward. Left foot to the top. Warrior One, where's your strength? Use that strength you gathered in the previous sequence now. We're going to come forward into Warrior Three. So collect that strength from the feet up into the pelvic floor. Fantastic. So this steadiness reaches even out through the right leg, out through the crown of your head, opening through your chest. Deep breath. Good. To come out, soften the left knee, right leg back, hands clasped behind your back, open through the chest. Good. Lean back, open through the heart, all through this area, the shoulders is open. And then Humble Warrior. Really nice. Opening the body, opening the back. This requires balance. So be mindful. Good pelvic floor activation will help. And then inhale and slowly rise up to warrior one again. Just to open through the chest one more time. And then hands to the floor. And step back to downward dog. Once your feet are pressed, hands are pressed, then lift the left leg up to open the hip. Bend your knee. Flip the hip up on top. Good. Open through the waist. Great. And then release the leg down. Inhale. Come out to a plank again. Great. Exhale down. Cobra. Lift your heart. Firm, strong legs. Firm low abdominals. Exhale. Release. Downward dog pose. Take a deep breath. Steady the legs. Steady the feet. Good. Look forward. Couple big steps all the way to the top. Bend the knees. Come into Utkatasana, chair pose. Really nice. Powerful in the legs. Exhale, sink down a little bit more. And then inhale, rise up. Power in those legs. Reach up. And exhale. Pause. Pause and breathe. Take an inventory. Inhale, stretch the arms up. Good. Now bend the knees into chair pose again. We're going to revolve now to take the left elbow around the right knee. Fantastic. So it's opening all through your back. So breathe into your back. Powerful in the legs. Beautiful. Inhale, come up back to neutral and exhale, rotate around to the left. Right elbow down. Again, feet pressed down and the feet are together to help press through the legs, inner thighs, adductors, pelvic floor. Good. Inhale back to neutral and exhale, fold forward. Uttanasana. Release the back. Great. Inhale, come up halfway. Right leg back. Warrior two. Steady. Steady. As you evolve in these practices, as you evolve in the poses, you get into your roots of the pose, the legs and the feet and the pelvic floor. It allows you to breathe deeply and not stress out. One more breath. Good. Release the hands down. Step back to downward dog. Take a couple of breaths. While downward dog is a dynamic pose, also use it as a way to center yourself. Your hands and your feet make contact with the ground. It's steadying. It's balancing. Inhale, come out to a plank. Now, if you'd like, you could lower all the way down as we've done to cobra, or lower down through chaturanga and move into upward dog pose. Stay within your capacity. Exhale, release, and go back to downward dog. Steady, strong. Good. Look forward, right foot up to the top. Warrior two, second side. Where's the strength? It's in your legs. Your feet are pressing down. Balanced, even strength downward allows for this energy to rise up from the pelvic floor through the spinal column, opening all across the chest, out through the fingertips. One more breath. And then look down, release the hands to the floor, step the left foot to meet the right foot. Fold the legs, good, and bend the knees, rise up into chair pose. Exhale, you're going to drop down a little bit, and then inhale, rise all the way up. Slide back, bend, extend, and exhale. Steady your body. Close your eyes. Begin and continue to feel how energy and awareness and power is building inside of you. Strength. You're cultivating strength. Inhale, stretch the arms up. Now, bring the feet together if they're apart. Bend the knees, come into chair pose again. Let's do another version of the revolved twist. So left elbow around the right knee again. Now this time you might drop the left arm down and stretch the right arm up. Beautiful. You could put a hand on a block here, but reaching up, opening here, opening through the heart. Breathe deeply. It's a lot of work to breathe here. So strengthening. Inhale, come back to neutral and rotate around to the left. Good. Again, as the hand comes down, you may come to the fingertips. You may come to a block, but stretching up. Fabulous. And then release, come back to neutral. Exhale, forward bend. Great. Inhale, lift up halfway. Good. Now step the left foot back, warrior two again. Great. We're going to just use this as an entry point now into Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. So steady your body. On an inhale, straighten the right leg and raise the arms up. Stretch up. Good. Now look down at the right foot, bend the right knee, and come into Ardha Chandrasana. Half moon pose. You might use a block under the hand. Karna doesn't need here as we lift, opening through the chest, open through the heart. Beautiful. Breathe deeply. It's a lot of balance here, a lot of strength, a lot of stability. Relax your throat. One more breath. Good. To come out, bend the right knee, step back, rise into warrior two again. Fantastic. And then release the hands down by the right foot. Step back to downward dog. Press both feet. Press both hands down. Engage the low abdominals. Good. Reaching, reaching. Fantastic. Inhale and come out to a plank. And exhale, lower down. Again, chaturanga to upward dog pose all the way to the floor to cobra. Great. And then go back. Downward dog. All right, let's do that sequence. Warrior two on the other side. So left foot to the top. Rise up to warrior two. That's it. Remember, you're going to use this as your base. Moving into half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. So when you're ready, inhale, straighten the left leg. Raise your arms up. Good. Look down to the left foot. Kind of catch up where you're going to put your left hand. Bend the left knee. Place the left hand down. Pelvic floor activation. Strong in the left leg. Open in the right leg. Exactly. Strong and open through your back. Now challenge yourself strength-wise. Breathe deeply. Good. Look down. Bend the left knee. Step back with the right foot. Rise up into warrior two. Open. Just take one full satisfying breath here. And then release your hands down. Step back to downward dog. Step, press both feet down, both hands down. Good. Inhale to plank. And exhale down again. You choose all the way to the floor for cobra or through chaturanga to downward or upward dog rather. Now, take your time and slowly move back into child's pose. Did a lot of work. A lot of strengthening. Collect it. Let it draw in. Breathe deeply. Your power is there to collect. Your power is there to gather. After you create it, you want to place it. You want to assimilate it. That's what's happening now. Let the assimilation take shape. Good. Inhale and come up to all fours and go back into downward dog. Good. Look forward. Walk forward. Fold to your legs. Press to the feet and slowly rise up to stand. Stretch all the way up. release your arms. Pause and breathe. We're going to continue that assimilation process. Okay, so now let's do a revolve triangle pose. So step the right foot back. Not as far back as you've done in for warrior poses. Hips are square to the front. Now press through the feet. Lift up to the chest. Activate your pelvic floor. Good. And then as you come down, the right hand comes down. Inside or outside your foot. It could be on a block. There's an extension all through the spinal column. There's a reaching all through the spinal column. And your gaze, if it can come up toward the left fingertips, requires the most, but sense your gaze reaching up and breathe. A lot of focus, a lot of power, a lot of strength. You have it. Good. Exhale, release. Good. Slowly step forward. Slowly rise up to stand. Release your arms. Good. Let's switch sides. Inhale, stretch up. Good. And exhale, release your arms down. All the way down. Left foot back. Good. Now steady. Hips are square. Good. And reach forward. Revolve triangle pose. Once the hand places down on a block or the fingertips, also use that as a way not only to create a base and stability, but to create length. So as you push through the left hand, create length through your spinal column. Yeah. So you're reaching from the tailbone all the way to the crown of the head. One more breath. And then slowly release your hand. Step forward again. Bend to the legs. Give yourself a couple of breaths here to open up the spine. To open up the back. Good. And inhale. Rise up to stand. Stretch the arms up. Great. And release the arms. Now pause and do a scan again, especially three things. How do you stand? How are you breathing? And how do you feel? Good. Bend your knees. Maybe step the feet a little wider. Let's do some Agnisara now. This wave-like contraction from the pelvic floor, from the inner thighs and pelvic floor, up. Low abdomen, middle abdomen, upper abdomen. Getting all the way through the tissues, the organ systems, all of the connected tissues through the whole body, through the whole torso rather. A wave-like contraction from the bottom up, a release from the top down. On inhale, exhale, squeeze, inhale, release. Exhale, you're gathering, you're collecting. Inhale, you're releasing any tension, any holding. Really getting into the abdominal area as much as possible. See how the contraction creates a concavity in the abdomen. Good. The inhalation, the abdomen drops out. Exhale, there's a firm strength. Inhale, releasing. Good, one more. Using all that power and all that strength you've generated so far, draw it in, draw it in. Use Samanavayu now, that channeling, that strength in Samanavayu now to move throughout your whole body. Digestion and assimilation of this energy. Come up to stand. Great. And then come down to squat. In some cases, you might put something in a blanket underneath your heels. Okay? Or you can bring the feet a little bit closer together. You know, there's several different varieties here. Just make sure you're opening the low back. Breathe deeply. Great. Now, go ahead and bring the hands down in front of the feet. Let's do Bakasana. crow. So this is strength. Strength in the pelvic floor, strength in the low abdominals, and a steadiness. Steady your gaze on the floor. Breathe deeply. One more breath. And then release the feet down. Now bring the knees to the mat. And let's come to Ustrasana, camel. Good. Once the legs are pressing down, activate the pelvic floor. And this is going to get into the low abdominals. It's going to help preserve the low back. Open the chest. Good. Hands could come to blocks here. It could come to the legs, to the feet, as Karn has here. Breathe deeply. See, as there's a deep back bend here, this still breath, breath right here. This is where the diaphragm is. There's still movement here. It's opening through this whole area, creating deep, deep strength. And then slowly come up. Be mindful of your low back. And come into child's pose. Steady your body. Relax and breathe. Feel the abdomen release into your lap. Again, you're assimilating the energy, assimilating the strength. Now come back up to sit on your heels. Let's come to Bhadrasana. Thunderbolt pose. You could sit on a block between your heels. Lift up through the chest. Good. Breathe deeply. Now, Kapalabhati is a forceful exhale by a relaxed inhale. Okay? Find your natural rhythm. And the faster you go is not an indicator for success. It's the smoothness, it's the technique. Make sure the exhalation is firm but doesn't cause tension in the chest. The inhalation is releasing. Okay, take a deep breath in to start and exhale. Breathe, exhale, find your rhythm. Smooth, deepen. Great, this power in the abdomen, pumping the abdomen in. Kapalabhati is a cleansing breath. Great, you could do several rounds here. Anywhere between 7 and 21 to start with and expand from there. Stay within your capacity. And then slowly relax. Close your eyes. Kapalabhati's skull shining practice. You won't be surprised if your brain, around your head, around your face is tingling. Energy shining with prana. Embrace it. Feel it. Feel that power and that strength is feeling like. And then come forward. Bring your hands down and step back into downward dog pose. Good. Let's come into pigeon pose. So bring the right leg forward. Now, once you're steady in the legs, lift up through the chest. So it's a back bend. Kapotasana is a back bend. Reach back with the left hand. Catch hold of the front of the outer aspect of the left foot. Good. As it opens the thigh, opens the chest. Good. Breathe in and breathe out. When the muscles in the back of the body are strong, you can focus on freeing up any tension through the abdomen. Let that support, let that sthira and sukham, let that come and fill this space. Good. Now slowly release the leg and lie forward. Come to the supported or restful version, the reclining version of Kapotasana. Breathe deeply. Again, Here you're letting the strength percolate. You're letting it come in your body. Many points of your body make contact with the floor here. And because of that, the amount of groundedness you have the capacity to feel is very high. Let that groundedness be the support for you to absorb the strength, the power, prana, from the practice. Now, let's switch sides. So go back through downward dog pose. Left leg to the top. And again, once you're steady on the legs and extend up, really get into your back muscles. It's not just your arms that's pressing down. Also your back muscles, you want to activate the erector spinae, all those muscles along the spinal column. Then reach back with the right hand, catch hold of the outer part of your ankle. Beautiful. And now, once you hold the leg here, the foot, see how your attention can come to the thigh, the psoas, the front of the hip, all while bringing your awareness to the abdomen now. Back is strong, but breath is deep. Great. Slowly release the right foot and lie forward. It might not be a surprise that a block or your crossed arms under your forehead could be really comfortable. So choose a point here that helps you be comfortable. Add to the value of groundedness in this pose. The more grounded you are, the stronger you are. The more stability can be in your body, in your organs, in the whole surface of your body. Good. Now, slowly lower onto the left hip. You're going to swivel your legs around to the front and come to sit with the legs stretched out in front. Great. Now, let's do a spinal twist. Ardha Matsyendrasana. So bend the right knee and step the left foot across the right leg. Good. And then this left, the left leg could be straight or you could bend it back toward your hip. Breathe deeply. Great. Steady your body. The abdomen is ringing out here just by the nature of the twist. So breathe fully and let your breath free up any holding patterns in the abdomen, any tension across the abdomen or the organs of the belly. Good. Slowly unwind and switch legs. Remember, as the hip bones press down here, still do your best to activate the pelvic floor and create length through the whole spinal column. Your body's steady. Your hip bones are supporting you. Your spine is reaching tall. And then take your awareness into your breath, into your abdomen. Good. Slowly unwind. Great. Stretch the left leg out. Now bend the right knee again. Let's come to Janu Shirshasana. As the foot comes to the left inner thigh, reach up to the spine and then fold toward the leg. And breathe. These poses, these seated poses, offer an incredible opportunity to stretch and open the back of the body. But because you're seated, you're exaggerating the amount of steadiness and groundedness and deep lasting strength that you can create. Great. Inhale and come all the way up. Now place the hands behind you. Yeah, let's come to inverted table pose. So bend both knees. Good. That's right. Open it. So there's this long line of strength in the body. Don't let your head come all the way back, just like Karin has here. And as you're lifting, you're opening through the spine, breathe deeply right here in the belly. Exhale, slowly release down. Now switch legs. Janu Shirshasana on the other side. Your first move is lifting up. Activate the energy channels around the spine and the torso, and then come forward. Once you're in the position, wherever your hands are, be there and breathe. See if you can evaluate and let go of any holding. Because once you're in Janu Shirshasana, head to knee pose from the position, then let your breath get very deep. You can activate the pelvic floor and encourage the strength to come up through the spinal column, but don't let it get stuck in the shoulders. Keep the neck open. Bring that energy up to your brain, to your face, to your heart. Great. Inhale and slowly come up. And let's come to inverted table again. Press to the feet and you flip the pelvis up. Good. Legs are strong. Abdomen is open as you breathe. Fantastic. Great. And then lower the hips down and let's do butterfly. Good. You can open the feet as Karin's doing here. You can open the legs. You can bring the feet together. There's lots of varieties. But first, let your move be, once you steady the legs, find the strength at the pelvic floor again and lift up through the spine, open through the back. If you want to just stay here, fantastic, opening the legs. If you want to bend forward, like Karin's going to do, do that too. Breathe in and breathe out. You can use low abdominal strength. You require low abdominal strength to come into this, but then try to let your upper abdomen open as you breathe. Good. Inhale, come up halfway and extend your spine. Good. Feel the back muscle strong. And then exhale, slowly bend forward again one more time. Yeah, that's it. And then slowly inhale, come up. Great. And then lie on your back. We're going to do some abdominal activation here. So as you come onto the back, take the hands, cradle the back of the head with your hands. Just be mindful as we do this, scissors, cycling, bicycling, that you don't use the hands to pull the neck around. Look at this, Karin's beautiful. He's keeping the elbows, shoulders open. The rectus abdominis is pulling the body up. The obliques is turning the torso. Yeah, to make it a little more dynamic, you can press the sacrum, the part of your low back that's anchored on the floor, push it down a little bit. That'll activate the transverse abdominis. Good, couple more in each direction. Exhale, turn, inhale to neutral. Exhale, turn, inhale to neutral. Good, when you've done an equal amount in both directions, release your back, rest your arms. You can take your feet wide if you want. Let the knees come together. Good. Your belly moves as you breathe. Sense the heat in your body. Sense the warmth in your body. Sense the power and the strength in your body. Great. Now bring the feet a little bit closer together to about hip width apart. Let's come to bridge pose. Siddha Bandhasana. Good. Now again, the legs are steady and strong. Sometimes the knees kind of fall apart. Bring a block between the knees if that helps. Or activate the inner thigh so the knees stay right over the heels. You can engage through the pelvic floor a little bit. But mostly, as long as you're supported on the shoulders, bring your attention to the abdomen. Especially right up through the upper abdominal area, you're going to feel how your breath comes in here. It has a capacity to strengthen your diaphragm. In yoga, as yogis, we look to strengthen the whole body on all levels, in every way. Here, the organs of your abdomen are pressing on the underside of your diaphragm. When you breathe deeply here, you're using the power of your diaphragm to gently bring air in and contract, and it pushes those abdominal organs up and away from you. And then slowly release. When you bring your hips down, take them over to the right side. Bring the knees up and then rotate. Take the knees over to the left. Great. The neck finds a comfortable position. The head could be neutral or turning to the right. Here, relax your body. Internally, you can probably sense that the practice is winding down. That's your intuition's good. Keep your mind focused on the energy that you generated and how you can bring it into your body. Twisting does that. It turns it inward. It draws it into your body. Unwind. Switch sides. Just please make sure you shift the hips over to the left first, then knees up and over to the right. Rest your body. Again, let your mind be in your body. Let your mind recognize the amount of energy that you generated and how you have a capacity to assimilate it, to understand it, to own it. And then slowly unwind. Good, hips come back to neutral. And now you might like to hug the knees to the chest. You might like to do a happy baby pose. You might like to do some other action or movement here that releases the hips, that steadies your body and prepares for Shavasana. Take a few breaths here. And then release. Good, stretch the legs out. Great. As you rest your body, sense the strength, the value of the practice, the energy, the prana moving through your whole body. Your vitality is spreading out through your whole body. And because Shavasana doesn't require any strength, you let it move through all the channels, all the nadis of your body. Feel it around the crown of your head. the sides and the back of your head. The face, including your forehead. Your eyebrows. And all around your eyes. Your cheeks and jaw, your nose and lips, your tongue and all the muscles in your mouth. Your neck and your throat. Feel the energy of calmness in your shoulders. And it slowly moves down your arms, your upper arms, to your lower arms. To your hands and your fingers and your fingertips. Now, as you inhale, sense your breathing from your fingertips up your arms to the top of your head. As you exhale, you're breathing down from the top of your head, sweeping down to the fingertips. Repeat that a few times. And next time you exhale down to your fingers, watch your awareness rise up your arms to the shoulders. And from the shoulders, pour it into your heart, your chest. Feel the energy move down your torso. Down through your abdomen. Down into the hips. And slowly down through the legs. Upper legs and thighs. Lower legs. Feet and toes. And now breathe as if your breath were sweeping up and down your whole body from your toes to your head as you inhale. From your head to your toes as you exhale. The next time you exhale down to your toes, feel your awareness draw up your legs. Your hips to your spinal column, rising up the whole back of the spinal column to your head and rest at the crown of your head. And then breathe as if, breathe with the awareness as if your whole body were breathing. Begin to deepen your breath. Just the idea of deepening your breath brings your awareness to the abdomen. Start to move your fingers and toes. Rock your head from side to side. Roll to your side. And slowly come up to a seat in a sit in a meditation pose. The whole practice is so transformative, strengthening, powerful, enlightening, energizing. These moments now may be some of the most precious ones. As you sit with the realization of unquestionable groundedness, unquestionable steadiness. Feel it in your every cell. Feel how that power and that strength will definitely go with you. You carry your strength, your unique power and strength out into the world. Rest your mind on your breath. Feel through breathing how you move from this practice now into whatever comes next. Bring your palms together. Bow to your hand just ever so slightly. Sense the gratitude for your practice, for your strength, And since your strength is an offering to all those you can bring it to,